You save us! You help us!
We are Britannica!
Hey everybody, welcome to I'm Not Here to Make Friends, a reality show podcast!
Yay!
I'm Allison.
I'm Brian.
And a guy who just loves 90s grunge, everybody's favorite, Big Brother Mike.
Man. Dude, 90s grunge.
I know you love it.
This was your week.
That's right. Used to call you Big Brother Mike, Mother Love Bone Lover. That's what they used to call him.
What?
Heavy metal teddy bear. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm about two decades too late for the too old for 90s. Well, I did like Nirvana, but
Big Brother Hole Loving Mike. That's what they used to call him. Big Courtney Love fan.
I do like Hole.
I know that's why that was used to be your nickname back in 94.
That's right. I know.
Jeez, come on! I'm not making this stuff up. Just very poorly off the top of my head.
Raising a young child with, like, really long hair and, like, flipping the neck around. And yep.
What are you drinking today, Brian?
Nothing too spectacular. I'm drinking a Kroger naturally flavored pineapple coconut sparkling water beverage.
There you go.
I know. It's like drinking a non-alcoholic pina colada. It's delicious.
Like drinking spit.
You're like drinking spit. God damn it, Mike.
I'm not drinking any. I'm drinking nothing.
Not even coffee?
I finished it. I went and got coffee too early, and I finished it. So, and then I didn't have enough time to go out and get another cup before we started. Because you know Allison, she's got to start promptly on time. And she gets pissed off if I'm not here.
And what are you drinking, Allison?
I was going to wait till somebody asked me.
I was trying to, but somebody had to go on a rant about Allison.
I'm sorry.
Her promptness.
I mean, I was like all fucked up to start with. It's like, oh, we're going to do it at 1 o'clock our time. It's like, oh, great. That's 11 o'clock my time. It's like, no, it's 3. It's
the opposite. It's the opposite. Yeah.
You guys just fucked up my entire day.
So what are you?
It's great for you. You guys finish up and spend the rest of your afternoon. Me, I'm thinking about going to the office tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
Well,
anyway, is that like a Coors Banquet, maybe?
I'm actually drinking. I just woke up. I'm a little tired. Had a rough night yesterday.
Well, boy, it's nice that you could just take an afternoon nap. I'm going to keep the podcast.
It was like a 10-minute power nap. Brian, it was a 10-minute power nap. Tell him.
I left the room 10 minutes. I came back. She was asleep. Cuddled up with the cat.
10-minute power nap. But I am drinking.
What did you say when I woke you
God
up?
God damn it. No one cares what I'm drinking. Okay, fine.
You said, I didn't even know I fell asleep.
Are you drinking coconut spit water too?
No, I'm not.
Are you drinking water? Are you drinking Nest Tea, Arnold Palmer's?
No, still the cherry pomegranates.
Cherry pomegranate tea. And it's a little like concentrated, like squirty liquid.
Yeah, and we didn't have enough water in the Brita. This is really sweet. Because I put 2 squirts in there because I was going to fill it up all the way to the top.
I thought you were supposed to put the squirts in after the water.
I put the squirts in first.
Oh, okay.
This isn't an exact science, Brian. So I put...
Yeah, I like it when I put the squirts in. It's better than missing, and then it's all over.
So put the squirts in.
This show is already derailed.
I put the squirts in, and I wanted to put 2 squirts in because I was going to fill it all the way to the top so that it would last me the whole show, but we didn't have enough water in the Brita, and since the show, you know,
it's a desert in LA.
It is.
You don't have enough water.
And
now you got to drink super concentrated coconut cherry spit water and cranberry cherry concentrate.
Pomegranate cherry.
Tea.
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 Tea. But I thought there wasn't enough water in the Brita, and as they've
God
already...
God forbid you use the tap.
Will you let me finish this?
As you like toilet water.
She's going to quit the show if we don't stop, Mike.
There wasn't...
We have nothing to talk about this week anyway. So.
There wasn't enough water in... And I was like, oh, you know me, I need to start this promptly on time. So I went to go fill up the Brita, but I didn't have enough time for it, you know, to like soak through the charcoal or whatever.
Yeah.
And, so yeah, the Brita water is going to be ready after the show.
Yay.
This one.
You could have microwaved some ice. You use Brita water for your ice, right?
No.
Oh, okay. So you put that toilet water inside your drinks after you've used
Well, I have no choice. We have an automatic water, automatic ice machine.
Yeah. You can get an ice cube tray.
I have two.
Okay.
Ice cube trays. But I don't use ice a lot. I let Survivor Carol eat that toilet water ice. Cause okay. I don't use ice. I have to turn the ice maker off because it's like just ice overflowing out of the freezer.
Too much ice.
That's too much ice. Just like too much tuna.
Tuna.
What are we talking about? CM Punk?
We're talking about, according to Big Brother Mike.
No, hold on. I said the name.
Iman was 60 years old yesterday.
Oh, we should have went to the 6 to celebrate her 60th.
Oh.
When David Bowie turned 66, we ate at this restaurant called the 6.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. On his 66th birthday. Cool. We should have went back to the 6 for Iman's 60th. They're getting old.
Yeah.
They're getting old. I said the name. CM Punk.
Yeah, but this is not...
Yeah, I know. Punk. Just sort of ignored it.
Oh, I look... But, okay. Can I just say, like, three things?
As long as they take less than 3 minutes.
Yes.
You get one topic a minute.
Yeah. One.
Go.
He's going to be on Marc Maron on Thursday.
Okay.
And can I just say, he got the best, like... Next week's episode, like little commercial teaser at the end during the credits. He got the best one all year so far, and it's like CM Punk returns, and I'm like, yay! And Cole Cabana's gonna be there. But it was funny because I was walking into the studio here, and I saw a tweet from Punk, and he's like, "Hey Cabana, are we at Marc Maron this week?" And it's like, "Yes, you are, you dumb dumb. Get an agent. Get a manager to tell you when you're on Maron."
Too many hits to the head. Too many bumps.
Too many bumps. My second piece of CM Punk, the Ariel Helwani interview for his annual Ariel Helwani interview for UFC. Amazing. Larry the Dog was in it. Shut up, you haven't even seen the whole thing yet.
I fell asleep, it was so boring, Allison.
No, it's not boring. It's him talking about his life.
Allison, you had to kick me to try and keep me awake, and I still fell asleep.
Yeah, because you're a baby.
That's how boring it was.
Yeah, because you're a baby.
Super boring interview.
You're a baby. No, it's the best interview, and Larry was in it. And
that dog is ugly.
That dog is not ugly, Larry's so cute.
So ugly.
Larry is so ugly, he's cute. Okay.
No, he doesn't come around again.
Moving on to point three.
All right.
The UFC weigh-in Q&A that he did at the United Center in Chicago after the weigh-ins for the UFC on Fox fight this weekend was so amazingly good.
That was good, which highlights how boring the other interview was.
There was a dude in the audience that opened up the Q&A like, "You may know me from Twitter." And he, like, called him out saying how he's like, "You're not a UFC fighter and why don't you fight me? And I've been calling you out on Twitter and I banged your sister." And Punk's just like, "Shut up." And he's like, "You're not a real UFC fighter." And Punk's like, "Are you in the UFC? And the dude's like, "Are you?" He's like, "I'm on the stage, bitch. Get the fuck out." And I'm like, yes. Like, security had to cart this guy off.
They had to turn off the mic.
Had to turn off the mic. But there was a lot of really nice moments in there, so if you're a Punk fan, it's been a good week, and it will be a good day on Thursday.
Patrick just turned off this podcast.
I was talking to Patrick, and I asked him, we were talking about Big Brother, and we were talking about how Johnny Mac is just going to be drowning in pussy once he gets out of the house. Just drowning in it. And number one fan Patrick said, "Yeah, but what a way to go." And so I sent a CM Punk gif of him doing like the Rick Rude. Like, yeah.
What's that?
Rick Rude was a wrestler. And he used
what's
to,
the move? I don't care who Rick Rude is.
He used to put his hands behind his head.
Not everyone's a wrestler.
I'm explaining it to you. Okay. You put your hands behind your heads and you kind of like gyrate your hips in a circle, kind of like a stripper.
Okay.
Right? And so that's the Rick Rude, and I texted him back, and go, "Oh, yeah."
All right, by the way, your time's up. No more CM Punk.
Well, yeah, now, so, now this so is anyway. A story about Patrick. See how I said it? So then Patrick was like, we're done with this conversation. Click.
And then he called you a basic bitch.
He called me a basic bitch.
Actually, he just said so basic.
So basic with a basic with bitch. A clapping whale. And so I sent him a gif of CM Punk.
No, that name but is this is the best. No, you can't mention the CM best Punk. You've had your 3 minutes. You've had your 3 minutes.
The best part is I then sent him a gif of CM Punk, like, twerking, and I was like, you love it. Okay, maybe I love it.
Patrick did not respond to you at all.
He did not.
He was done.
He hated it.
Which is why he's probably turned this episode off, because this week in Big Brother was horrible.
That's what I'm talking about. This week in CM Punk was great.
Hey, you're on the limit, babe.
So anyway, I've got a dog and 2 cats, right?
Yeah.
And they don't like me that much.
Of course.
I mean, they like me, but they don't, like, love me because they got, like, St. Francis in the house.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They love St. Francis. Everybody loves St. Francis. If you're like an animal, you just gravitate to her. So I'm thinking to myself, self?
Yeah.
Why don't you get another animal?
Okay.
Get something for you.
Like a fish.
And then it's like St. Francis says, well, you got the dog, and I was not supposed to even, like, touch the dog. Or to do anything nice to the dog so that the dog would love you and just like, okay, she's also lives in the house. But no, the dog loves her more than me. So anyway, I'm thinking I need to get another animal.
A fish.
So I'm thinking, no.
A parrot.
No. So I'm thinking maybe I get another kitten and I just like lock her in a room and I'm the only person that ever sees her.
Yeah.
Or maybe I get a monkey.
They could be your butler.
I want to get a monkey. And then, like, at night, he can look at me, you know, I'd like some grapes, please, monkey. And it wouldn't be like a slave or anything like that. We'd be pals.
Just a helper monkey.
No, not even a helper.
We'd be pals. It's kind of like McGillagorilla.
Every which way but loose.
Sure. Like pals because I'd go to the Dunkin' Donuts and he'd be in the seatbelt in the passenger seat next to me and people would look. You'd be driving down the street and
give them bananas.
Is that guy looking at a fucking monkey in his car? And there'd be crashes and stuff, but that'd be okay because, you know, if people can't drive. I can't help that.
No, I can't remember. Which one would you be, BJ or the bear?
But I want a monkey. But St. Francis won't let me have a monkey.
I think you should start slow with a fish and see if the fish likes you.
But then I'm thinking, what kind of monkey? Do I get one of those little bitty, like,
capuchin.
Friends monkeys?
Yeah, it's a capuchin.
Or should I get like a chimp? A chimpanzee?
A chimp would kill you. A chimp can rip your face right off your body.
You get a baby one when they're small and I would bond with them.
You can get a kitten and just cover yourself in too much tuna.
But if I get a chimp, it'd be able to help me with yard work. And help me do the taxes. There's a lot of stuff that a smart chimp can do.
I don't know about taxes. I'm afraid you're going to be getting from the IRS.
Well, you haven't seen me do taxes. I'm very creative, and some people think I sort of do my taxes the way, like, monkeys pick out Super Bowl champions. It's like a dart. I throw a dart at the wall, and this is how much I will pay in taxes this year. I work backwards from that. No, a monkey would be good. I would like a monkey. And I would name him Punk.
Yay! See?
Clever monkey Punk.
Clever monkey Punk.
CM? No, you can't say that name! You can't say that name!
It would look just like Philip.
Yes, it would. You gotta get a slick back hair.
Dude, get a monkey and name it Philip. Do it. Do it, Mike. I dare you.
Don't name the monkey Philip. No,
please
not Philip.
Name the monkey Philip.
Don't name the monkey Philip.
Because then we can never have a child named Philip. Because that's a monkey's name.
What were you named after? That monkey?
Big Brother Mike's monkey.
Big Brother Mike's monkey.
That monkey over there in Chicago. When you were
It'd
born,
so
you kind of
cool.
look like
It'd
a monkey.
So cool. I mean, we can go out like for Halloween. I put it like. Have him go out like a pirate and he'd have an eye patch on his. That'd be so cool.
Go as Elliot and E.T. from E.T.
Everybody be out there going, oh, there's that monkey guy.
Everyone think it's an alien, not a monkey under that sheet. Genius.
Cool. A monkey.
So when we last left off, Liz and Shelly
were actually
going to
talk about Big Brother? Oh,
okay. Liz and Shelly were HOHs, and I'm using fan Steve's notes here for once. And with nominations, this is when they had the true and false about the stupid dancers that made zero sense. It was really stupid. I don't even remember what happens between that. It was so uneventful.
Oh, after?
After, like, before nominations, but after the HOH.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nominated are James and Jackie and Jason and John. Oh, I remember now. Because Audrey was like, Jason's going to come after you.
Yeah.
And so they wanted to get Jason out, and they're like, John, Johnny Mac, everybody loves you. You should throw the competition.
Yeah.
And be cool. Just be cool, man. And he's like,
no, they just
said,
we're going to nominate you again. They didn't tell him to. Oh, no, I guess Clay did tell him that maybe he should throw it. But that was before they figured out someone was making up stories, telling stories at school. And then everybody wanted Johnny Mac and Jason to win and take themselves off the block.
Mm-hmm. So that they can
get rid of James.
Get rid of James or Audrey.
Oh, or Audrey.
Because this is the week where Audrey goes crazy.
Audrey goes crazy.
Spoiler alert. Audrey goes crazy.
Yep.
That wasn't even exciting. Like, WTF. Like, you have a chick going crazy in the house. You have a chick going crazy in the house and you can't even make that exciting.
It's true.
Like, what's going on?
Because I hated this week. It was work.
There was zero takeover. They just
for the second week in a row, it was zero takeover.
Well,
I don't consider the Gronk party a takeover.
It was.
Nothing
technically
happened.
It was, though. Technically it
was. Oh, because they played the music?
Yes.
Yep. And they had video of him and saying stuff. Very poorly made video of him saying stuff to the house.
This week, they had nothing of the nature of that.
Couldn't they at least get a single Wayans brother to come and do the takeover?
Yeah, like a scary movie.
Yeah, I don't care. It could have been any one of the what I like to call the top four wins is.
Yeah, and then you had the Whack Attack or Whack
Street Boys.
No, those were terrible too. People in the house hated it. People on TV hated it.
But if you ask Julie, it's taking the world by storm.
It's taking the world by storm because of some Whack Street Real Boy liked it. Well, what's he going to say? You guys stole their stuff. We were better. Well, yeah, because this is like satire.
So the...
I hated it. Worst week of Big Brother ever.
I know, that's
what... I hate Audrey. I hate production. There will not be a Big Brother cheer this week. I'm just letting you know right now.
Spoiler. No Big Brother
there was
cheers.
None.
Well, I will give a cheer to James for making Audrey an omelet. How about that?
Yeah.
I mean, and Johnny Mac had a couple of good moments.
Johnny Mac had some really
Becky made Audrey a pizza before James made Audrey an omelet.
Oh, favoritism.
But making a pizza, did she just put a frozen pizza in the oven?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
James
went
obviously
above and
put a lot of effort into it to the point where they had to time lapse him making the omelet. That's a lot.
I was like, why are we watching James make breakfast and then we see him serve it to Audrey? I'm like,
time lapse.
Okay, I get it now.
Why are we watching this time lapsed? Whatever. Oh, so stupid.
Because they had to fill in the hour because they didn't want to really show you what Audrey was doing.
What was Audrey really doing?
Oh, she was just having a meltdown. It's like, you know, she's in the diary room for like 6 hours after she got nominated. We don't even care about the Battle of the Block competition.
Battle of the Block was okay. Battle of the Block was Grunge Bob, where there were four keys in different, like, areas, and you had to get the keys to unlock Alice because she was wrapped in chains. Get it?
Ha 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 ha.
But there was, like, the Smashing Pumpkins area where you needed to smash pumpkins. There was this...
That was the only good one.
And it seemed really hard to break
those
pumpkins.
Yeah, those seemed much harder pumpkins than intended.
What else? There was
Screaming
Trees. Screaming
Trees, where they had to dig through the dirt with trees.
I didn't know that band at all.
Yep, they were...
Yeah, that was, like, that was the clown shoe one, right?
Yeah, that was a clown shoe.
That was a clown shoe.
They had knocked out, yeah. They had knocked out both keys and they didn't realize it.
And Johnny Mac just walks up and he's like, oh, here, thank you.
There's the Pearl Jam area, which is going through goop.
Mm-hmm.
And there was the, what's the fourth one?
I don't know.
And you had to go through like Honey Jack or what was it?
You had to go through Mud Honey.
Mud Honey. Honey
which
Jack.
You was like, why do they keep saying Mud Honey? And I was like,
why is it called Mud Honey?
Like the first grunge band. But what was the fourth actual area? What were they even doing in that last area? Digging through dirt, digging through goop, smashing open pumpkins, and then what was the fourth one? What were they even doing? And then I can remember them.
Eating cake.
No.
Yeah, it was cake.
It was cake.
It was not cake.
I get it.
But they had to... Only...
They were a 90s band. Cake.
I know. It's the joke I made, but we didn't have to eat cake.
Had to drink
cake.
A bunch of Everclear.
Yes. I love Everclear. Not the drink, the band.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, so, okay, so
you carry the dummy up to Nirvana, and
get
then
it.
You're done. Yeah, no, I get it.
Carry the dummy up to Nirvana,
and then they even worked in an even flow pun when they were saying what happened on the Thursday episode about how Jason and Jackie got not Jason Jackie, what's his name?
Jason John.
No, Jackie and James got through that competition.
Well, it was kind of sad because Jason and John were like so far ahead.
Yeah, that pumpkins one is what screwed
them. The pumpkin
them.
One just screwed them. I don't know. Well, James and Jackie win.
Yeah, James and Jackie win.
They're off the block. James is, Johnny Mac is still on the block. We get to the POV. And the POV is, this one, I kind of like this one, and I hate to say it because it was probably the better competition, but it was called Saved by the Smell, which is like, you know, Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
And they had to, it was one of the ones where they needed to, kind of like that bomb one that they did last season, where they gave you a sequence and you had to like cut the right colored wire, and if you didn't, it exploded in your face. But this one, you had to put like colored liquid into a colander.
A beaker.
And pretend to smell it?
And then sniff the beaker.
But why did you have to pretend to smell it?
I have no idea.
It obviously didn't smell. It's colored water. Like, it obviously didn't have a smell. And why did they have to waft?
Yeah, when you're gonna reskin an old game, pick something that's as cool as like bomb defusing. This was not as cool as bomb defusing.
Smell you later, okay. Like what and they're all there like wafting as if they smell something. Like, you don't smell anything. And then I was like, whoa, hold on. And this is probably the most interesting part of all of it. So the first person gets eliminated and they explode. The beaker explodes and they get muck put all over them. And it was the same color as the color they should have picked. And I went, okay.
Then that happened?
And then that happened again.
Second time.
And I went, hold on. How do they know the color that they were supposed to pick to explode it on them? Then it happened like a third time. Yep. And I was like, okay, this is freaky now. What's going on? And then the fourth time happened. I'm like, oh, that just happened to coincidentally be the colored room they were in. But it went on for like three or four rounds where it was exploding in
three
the
in a
room.
Row.
Yeah, the room color was the color that they should have picked.
And so you're just like, how do they know that? And I'm just like, it's the room color. You're like, I don't know.
Seems a little coincidental.
Yeah.
Oh. And I didn't even see Nutley anywhere this week.
No, nope. I missed Nora Nutley.
Bring back Nutley. Where? I'm going to start. Okay, we need to start a campaign. We need the milk carton. Have you seen the squirrel? Where is Nutley? Where is Nutley the fucking squirrel?
Well, you might see Nutley this week.
We better.
God damn it. That squirrel makes the show. We need more Nutley in this long, boring week.
Somebody should put together like a YouTube compilation of the best of Nutley.
He is pretty awesome.
Nutley's greatest hits.
So let me show you who was in the veto. In the veto, obviously, was James, Jason, John. I'm sorry, it was Jason, John, Shelley.
Meg, Jane.
Oh, yeah.
Meg.
Yeah, sorry, because Liz got dethroned.
Yeah.
And then there was Meg, James, and Vanessa. And then Vanessa ends up winning it,
yep,
because she has the best sense of smell.
Do I have a confirmation work? Okay.
And at this point, there's like a huge...
I just remember the first letters, because it's a lot easier to just go red begins with an R, B, blue begins with a B, or that's easier than just remembering red, orange, blue.
You know how I remember it? B-O-R-I-N-G. Boring. So there's...
But Clay did look like the guy from...
He did look like Zach Morris.
I did like when... So Steve was hosting it, and I did like when he was just like, freeze.
Yeah.
Time out.
Time out.
And I was just like, and everybody freeze, like mid-clap and stuff. That was kind of funny.
So, but I didn't get that. Is that something they did on the show?
Saved, yes, by the Bell, yeah. Yeah. Zach Morris would go, time out, and everybody would freeze, and he would break the fourth wall.
Yeah.
And he would talk to the audience and be like, I don't know why Screech is taking so many pain medicines. He's addicted.
But
Jesse did.
Shouldn't they have made Steve look like...
No, it wasn't pain medicines. It was like,
caffeine,
stay awake.
Pills.
Yeah. It was caffeine pills.
But shouldn't they have made Steve look like Screech?
He was supposed
too bad that Johnny Mac was in the competition, because he would have been a better host.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, Johnny Mac's just better at everything. But Steve is getting more and more masculine as the show goes on, like growing the beard, wearing the hat. He's definitely gaining a lot of confidence. You can see it.
I hope so. He seems
see
to be a cool guy. And
he's not.
Maybe being on the show, he's finally starting to realize that he's
He's definitely getting out there, and he's not being so weird and awkward.
Maybe he's hanging out with Johnny Mac, and it's rubbing off on him. A weirdo like that can be super fucking rad. Why can't I?
Johnny Mac's the best.
Johnny Mac is the best.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm watching this show just for Johnny Mac.
At this point.
But, I mean, they had to go way back to, like, week one with Steve and Audrey on the transgender hammock.
Yeah, because we saw some clips of the transgender hammock, as you call it, with her and Johnny Mac, and with her and Steve talking about stuff.
And Johnny Mac's question is,
yeah, because Steve asked,
weird,
you still have your stuff.
Yeah.
Goes, no. I'm not trans. I'm past trans. I'm post trans.
And what, didn't Johnny Mac just ask like a really dumb question, like, so obvious? It's like, what? I don't know. No, oh wait, no, his question was, so wait, was that your name before too?
Yeah.
Yep, I was a boy named Vanessa. I mean,
Audrey,
sorry.
Jesus, Alex.
Sorry. Why was I thinking of Vanessa? Oh, because she holds the POV, and that's where
that could have, like, really been, like, the cause of her troubles.
Yeah, you were a boy named Audrey.
Audrey's right, but nothing else about this is right.
Yeah. Something, Audrey feels right, but just everything else is wrong.
Everything else was wrong. So she has a... Audrey has a huge fight with Clay and...
Shelley kind of calls her out on the lot.
Yeah, she's mad. Everybody's mad. And Audrey's like, you don't, like, she gets, like, really, like, teenager. And
she's like, well, everybody else has somebody
on
with them in the game. I have nobody. And I'm like, well.
Who does Steve have?
That's what I think. Who does Steve really have?
Who, like, does Johnny Mac really have?
We started to see a little bit Johnny Mac back.
Steve thinks he has Austin thought he had Austin, and then Johnny Mac has Becky, and Jason has Meg.
Who's Jackie have?
Jackie's got no one.
Jackie's got no one. Who does James have?
James has no one.
Yeah.
But nobody really, he just goes up every week as a pawn. It doesn't really matter. I think they just want him to go to, it's okay, we'll let James go to jury. He'll flip back and forth. Shelly and Clay will rope them in when they need them.
Mm-hmm. So they get into this huge fight, and that's when she's just like, you guys are going to look like fools on TV. And Clay's just like, I'll take that risk. Because he knows he's right. She has this very skewed view of, like, how things happened. You know, she's like, you guys said this, when in reality she said it. And it's like, I don't know.
It's like revisionist history.
It really is.
It's like, this is what history would have been like if Germany won World War II. It's like so off kilter.
Like the Man in the High Castle?
Yeah, that's that movie that's coming out.
It's a TV show.
Hulu TV show, right? Hulu?
Amazon Prime. We can watch it because I got Amazon Prime. But there was the book that came out in the 60s.
Hey, you know I love learning about Nazi stuff.
I lost that book before I moved out here.
You lost it or did you give it away?
I loaned it to someone and didn't get it back before I moved.
So we're living in...
But I'm just wondering. But I'm wondering now. Okay, since we're talking about Nazis.
Okay. We just watched some Nazis last night.
I fell asleep to Nazi Hunters last night.
but it's not Nazis.
It lulled me into a calm.
But it wasn't Nazis. It's Confederate flag. It's like, does that mean now that when they had these Civil War reenactments that they can't use the Confederate flag anymore?
I don't know.
I'm just saying.
I don't know.
Just don't know, because if you listen to All the Weirdos, that was never the Confederate flag, so...
Well, that was the Confederate battle flag. Well, it was the battle flag of Virginia. It was the Virginia battle.
So I guess only if you're doing a Virginia battle.
I'm just saying.
Solved.
Problem solved.
Problem solved.
Just listen to this podcast.
I mean, does anybody still use like the Nazi flag in Germany?
No, you will go to jail if they find out you have anything Nazi. Like,
oh really? I don't know.
Go to jail.
Wondering, is there like still a Nazi party in Germany? Because there's still a fascist party in Italy.
I mean, I'm sure
there is a neo-Nazi party, but they're kind of pretty much the jokes.
Yeah, and they're totally on the DL, right?
They're the joke of the German political party.
Hey, here's a history fact for you. So was Hitler until he took over. So many people were like, this guy's not going to do anything. Get the hell out of here. Look at this schmuck. And then he just is like... Knight of the Long Knives. You know?
Hey, look at me. I'm Donald Trump. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's like same thing. He's a joke, and then he's going to win.
It's going to be great.
Hitler ran for office like 5 times and lost.
So what you're saying is Donald Trump is? Donald
is Hitler. Trump,
Hitler?
Okay. Is Hitler.
It's a conspiracy.
It is a conspiracy.
Donald
Trump
is good friends with the Clintons. He just made a big like donation to their like charity. He's just there to make the Republicans look ridiculous. He's going to drop it at the last minute so that he can lynch it for his buddy Hillary.
Well, they do have Cruz and Jindal to do that. They didn't
need They have enough.
They've got enough of them.
Clinton's one of the inside
I could go down that list of 16.
I thought you were going to say that, like, Trump, like, in his travels became friends with Hitler hiding in Argentina. And I thought that's where you were going to go with it. Because you watched this whole documentary called The Escape of Hitler, which just is like, did Hitler escape Germany?
It was like the most poorly researched, horrible thing ever. And it was also all in Spanish. And so Allison's like, I really want to watch this. And we turned it on. It's like, it's all subtitles. Except for this one guy who worked on a dock in Norway. The old guy who spoke English.
I think, like, Hitler's in, like, Argentina. He's monitoring the cryo tank that Walt Disney is in, and he's also monitoring like the blood flow into JFK's brain.
Oh, there you go.
That sounds
legit.
And also like taking care of the children from the UFO crash.
Oh, of course, the
parents
aliens
died,
yeah.
But the aliens from Area 51, they're
Roswell
children.
Babies.
Yeah, the Roswell babies. They're
the alien children. Yeah.
Yes.
Of course. It all makes perfect sense.
And Trump hates them because those alien children are like rapists and...
They're not from here.
They're in Argentina, not Mexico.
They're not from here. Those aliens are not from here.
They're in Area 51. Their parents are in Area 51.
Nah, I'd say they're
against the law.
They've been naturalized.
At this point, would they be naturalized?
Well, I guess under the Reagan amnesty, they would have been in.
And that happened back in, 48?
What?
The Roswell crash?
Yes.
Yeah, something like that. 47.
47, I think.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that wasn't something to do with Hitler.
That was a Nazi experiment.
There are so, okay, there are so many fucking weird Hitler documentaries and Nazi documentaries, and the titles are always so amazing. Hitler's Jurassic Zoo is the name of the documentary.
The worst thing you've ever made me watch.
And it was, I'm like, shit, is he trying to make fucking dinosaurs?
No, it's just breeding three-headed sheep.
Pretty much.
It's just like bringing back, like trying to reverse engineer huge boars that used to run around, like the Black Forest.
Don't call this Hitler's Jurassic Zoo. Aww.
Well, maybe those are actual Jurassic animals, because Jurassic Park, those are all from the Cretaceous period. But a horrible name. Well, that name lies right from the start.
Well, so
Cretaceous Park.
So did Hitler's Jurassic Zoo.
And Jurassic World. That is not even a whole world. That is still just a park. Jurassic Island, more like it.
Don't call it a world.
So anyway, Audrey's up on it.
But then there's this other Hitler documentary, or Nazi documentary, called Nazi UFO. Well, the occult ones are always fucking interesting, because those are weird as shit. But no, the other one that was stupid was called Nazi UFOs. And it was like Hitler trying to make a UFO, I guess.
It wasn't about Goebbels, like, piling in a flying saucer. That's what I wanted to see.
That's what I wanted to fucking see. No, it was him, like, making, like, a plane. Not even, like, a UFO. It turned out it was just, like, a plane. But Nazi plane didn't sound as good.
Yeah.
It was a Zeppelin.
What's the name of that movie where the Nazis had a moon base in the hollow moon? And then they come out, and it's like 2000.
What?
And they wage war on America.
What?
This is a real movie.
I've never heard of this movie.
Yeah, the Nazis get tired
moon of waiting. Moon Nazis?
The moon Nazis get tired of waiting for Hitler to tell them that it's go time, and so they just come out, and they just start attacking America.
They're like, what
they
the found hell out
that they had already lost World War II like 60 years prior. Moon Nazis, Allison.
I'll watch the shit out of that.
I'll forget what it was called.
I'll watch the shit out of that. But these, like, there's documentaries called, like, Nazi Hunters, which is all about, like, the Nazis that fled after World War II. That one's cool because it's, like, hunting down old men, which is weird.
Like, half of the answers are NASA. Where did these Nazis go? NASA.
Defense Department.
Yeah.
Defense Department. But and then there's
Russian NASA.
Atomic Energy Commission.
Yeah. The ones with the occult is always interesting though, because it's like, and then once a day, Hitler would suck the blood from a baby to stave off his Parkinson's. Like, it's always the weirdest shit. Like, he was missing one ball, replaced it with a donkey's for its superpowers. Like,
he had to sacrifice that ball to his lord.
It's like, what? It's so
his
weird.
Dark lord.
It's so weird.
Rex Mundi, king of the...
There's a new one that came out that I really like called 7 Days to a Monster. And it was like...
I think you've talked about this one before.
I think you watched it with me. Maybe.
I did watch it with you.
But it was like...
I think it was on yesterday.
It was.
Is that an AHC?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you see it on, watch it, because it's actually quite good. It's about, like, the 7 definitive days in Hitler's life that leads him to, like, hate everyone.
And, doesn't, like, get into art school.
Doesn't get into art school is one of them. His mother dying is another one. His father, like, beating him on this one day before he leaves.
World War One.
Like,
Night of the Long Knives.
Yeah. It's all these things. It's actually quite interesting because, like, there's accounts of, like, Hitler's roommate of when he got the letter of not getting into school. And it's like the journal of Hitler's roommate. And
dude, he was all bummed out.
He was throwing shit, man. Like, evidently he was, like, throwing shit and sweating like a pig. Well, I mean, because he had that one pig ball, because he's from the occult.
That was donkey ball.
Oh, sorry. Sweating like a donkey.
So Audrey's on the block.
So they end up putting Audrey, but she doesn't come to the POV meeting. She doesn't come
to... Well, let's talk about this. Let's talk about the little snippets that we see and the little snippets we don't see.
Yes, oh, please.
We see her laying in the HOH room, in the have-not room.
Uh-huh. In the blanket.
In the blanket. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to go up on the blanket. It's so terrible. And then she's in the diary room for about 6.5 hours. Now, the veto meeting was already supposed to be held like 3 hours. So when they were showing on Thursday, you know, 3 hours before veto meeting, 1 hour before veto meeting, that was the actual time of the veto meeting. But the veto meeting usually happens about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, not 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then she came out and I watched it a couple of times. when she came out of the diary room after like almost 6 hours, production gave her a bag. Something was in a bag, and they think it was like some medication, but you don't see that. I actually had to watch her come out. I had to run it back twice to make sure that I didn't see a bag anyplace. So they used one of the other visits where she went in with her
so they gave her some kind of medication in a bag?
Yeah, they gave her some sort
vodka
of medication.
Vodka in a bag? Calm down, drink this vodka. Bag. Yeah, drink this vodka, rummy.
But what I don't like is she was... Now, what you don't see is there were have-nots this week.
And yeah, we got that idea.
We didn't have a have-not. It was Becky, James...
Audrey.
Was it Jackie and Audrey?
John and Audrey.
Oh, we saw Jackie sleeping in the have-not room for some reason.
But they were in there. I mean, okay. They didn't even show it. I mean, with that Gronk week last week, there was just so much shit, you don't even see the HOH, the have-not competition. So there's so much going on with the dancing and everything. So she's in there, and then they allow her to eat, because she's a have-not. So Becky brings her food, and everybody's bringing her food. Some of it she's eating, some of it she's not eating. You know, I think the only time she ate was when they showed her eating the omelet that James made her, but for the most part, she didn't eat a whole lot. She's also sleeping on the floor in the have-not room, which is something you can't do.
Oh.
You have to sleep in whatever.
In one of those chairs.
They make for you, right. But, I mean, all the house guests were starting to get pissed. And if I were the other people that were have-nots, it'd be like, no, why did she get to eat?
Yeah.
You know, I'm just happy that they gave her the penalty vote on Thursday, because that was the big thing online. It's like, well, how are they letting her get away with all of this stuff? No one's talking about a penalty vote on Thursday. We haven't seen that since, I don't know,
Jen on season 8?
Yeah, yeah, season 8 with Jen.
See, I remember that I watched.
There you go.
I'm getting better at this.
But I mean, a lot of people in the house weren't even thinking that she was coming back when she was so long. And then she went back later and had another, you know, couple of months in there. So they're thinking, you know.
She's going home.
That she's not coming back. The producers are trying to talk her into it. She's seeing the psychologist or all three of them, or they're feeding her. She's getting medication. So they have absolutely no idea what's going on. And she pretty much stayed in that bed until Wednesday night, didn't talk to anybody, and all of a sudden Wednesday night she's singing it to the cameras in the have-not room. Oh, I was such a good friend to Shelley's, and now she screwed me over. And then she comes out with that white wig that they wore, that Clay had worn, and then she starts singing to the house guests and you know, tried to make a plea to stay for about an hour on Wednesday. But it was like, it was just so terrible. It's like,
yeah,
just, you know, go home.
Seems super awkward, actually.
You know, and everybody in the house is thinking, well, you know, if she goes home, that's going to suck. Because, you know, lots of people would, you know, give their right leg to be on the show.
Exactly.
Here she is just wailing for days. I mean, when people get nominated and they know that they're going home, I mean, it's, you know, you wallow in your self-pity for a day, but after a while, it's like, you know, I got to be in here until Thursday night.
Yeah.
You got to get something out of it.
Right, right.
But, I mean, and they gave her such, you know, they gave her such a good edit on the show. Oh, let's show her. Let's go and talk to her family. No, let's not talk to her family. She's one of the worst players ever. One of the big crybabies ever. And I don't care that Julie likes the storyline.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, it is such a human interest piece, you know.
Yeah.
But that's long gone. The interview should have stopped after the question is, well, what did you think about when you revealed that you were transgender and it didn't bother anybody in the house? Oh, it was great. Well, that's good. Why do you suck as a player?
What were you thinking about when you were playing so terribly?
Question next. Not, oh, you're so courageous. No. Why do you suck?
Why did you make up stuff to rile up the house? And why did you try it again after it did so poorly for you the first time?
So we've already kind of talked about it. Audrey gets voted out by everyone except Judas/Austin.
Yeah.
Who throws in a stupid wild card vote.
Well, discussed, that was discussed before, because I'm not sure exactly what the Austin, Steve connection is. There were conversations that Austin and Steve had had saying, I'm going to pretend to like bully you, but we're going to work together.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other hand, it's Austin was throwing that hinky vote in, and he was telling Liz and Vanessa that he was going to blame it on Steve. Well, no, he didn't tell Vanessa because that ended up being a problem. He told somebody he was going to do that vote, but he was going to blame it on Steve
mm-hmm.
so that he would be the target next week. So it's hard to tell sometimes who's really working together and who's playing both sides.
Ah.
You know, it's hard. Sometimes it was hard with Audrey. It's like, are you really working with them or are you against them? You're stirring up so much shit. And then I don't know if you're just stupid about your lies or you're just delusional or what, but you suck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you kind of suck at the Big Brother game here. But Audrey goes home at a vote of everybody except Austin. John gets to stay because Vanessa used the power of veto.
She used it on Jason.
Yeah. And then Audrey didn't even show up to the POV ceremony. Audrey also got the penalty vote, which we talked about. The interview, like you said, was just like, but she sucks. But what I thought was interesting is so far Julie has shown the Liz Julia thing.
Yeah.
To every outgoing house guest.
Yeah, she showed to the last three.
Except Audrey.
Yep.
What does that mean?
Audrey's not coming back.
She better not.
I don't think there's going to be a buy-in because we're assuming that the twins will come in.
The twins are going to come in.
Because this is going to be the final week that if the twins get past this week, then they come in as individual players.
Right.
Which then brings back again the possibility of having a double eviction in 2 or 3 weeks or skipping it rather than having any sort of buyback. So I don't think they just wanted to talk to Audrey.
I also heard a rumor, and this is stupid Big Brother dirt sheet shit that, you know, I don't believe as far as I can throw it.
But you want to perpetuate it on our podcast, this bastion of journalistic integrity?
Yep.
Okay.
I heard that the normal fans who had tickets to go see that eviction,
yeah,
that they weren't let in or honored, and they basically filled the audience with crew, pretty much like what they did with Frankie last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because they didn't want to potentially have a boo, boo.
Ah.
Even though with Frankie, there was still people going boo, boo.
Yeah, there's still plenty of boos.
But I heard a rumor that the audience was stacked predominantly with crew and crew friends.
Wow.
I don't know.
But that's dirt sheet shit. And
yeah.
You'd be able to figure that. You'll eventually figure that out.
Yeah. So.
That'll eventually come out.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's like I want to know what the producers were talking to her for 5 hours. I mean, was she really leaving? I mean, you know that if she were threatening to leave, you know they were trying to talk her into it.
Right, right.
It's like, what twistity twist can we throw in now after you get nominated?
Right, right.
You know, what can we throw out to them on Thursday, you know, on Tuesday that saves her? Because I'm sitting there going, why haven't we had a twist in 2 weeks?
Right.
You know, we've had nothing. It was just this big hype. It's going to be every week. There's going to be something that changes the game. And then we had Gronk.
That
changed the game.
Then we have
90 weeks that doesn't change the game, but we're not at Thursday yet. So it's like, well, what could have happened on Monday afternoon or Tuesday that production could have used to save Audrey?
Diamond power of veto?
I don't know, something, anything, a competition, you know.
Something, a hidden idol in the house. Oh, wait, wrong show.
You know.
Hidden immunity
then,
idol.
You know, then maybe it was, maybe she just said she was going to leave, and production says, oh, you don't want to leave. It's going to, like, really suck. We hyped you up.
Yeah.
So just stay in the house, get evicted, don't cause any trouble, stay in bed if you want to stay in bed, but don't leave, because it just looks really bad if you leave, because we really promoted you. and then it just looks real bad. So it's better if you just stay to the end and smile on Thursday, and you go out and you have a nice, and Julie will have a nice little interview with you.
She'll throw you a whole bunch of softball questions. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, we'll show you, we'll go out and do a little piece on your family, and everybody will say wonderful things about you, and we won't talk about the game, and you can just sort of go into oblivion again.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
I mean, the exit interviews were, the exit stuff were fine. You got, I mean, it's fine that they put something a little snarky on there with JC, because that's what his exit interviews are. Mm-hmm. You know, the five messages are mm-hmm. all the time. Yeah, but it's like, I thought the Gronk week was bad, really added nothing to the game. This week is terrible. I barely watched the live feed. I'm tired of watching the Shelley, Clay, Austin, Vanessa show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, online.
Yeah. Hmm.
I was just like, please, please give us something, you know, just let it be Jason or Becky or John or Becky or Meg and Jason. Get Jack. Anybody as HOH. Just
yeah.
I flip the house for a week. Just put four of them up.
And what I don't get is, so they do the HOH competition. And
which is one of the HOH competitions that I hate.
See, I don't have an issue with this one, but they did it way too early. There were way too many competitors and rounds and not enough games. And they kept singing songs about the same two or three games. They were all BFBs.
Yeah, it was like, they were all, right, when you get to the fourth, fifth, sixth round, it's like, well, there's only been four BOBs and they've already had songs about three of them. So you've got a 50-50 chance if you just want to get in.
No, they were reusing them. They were reusing competitions. They were singing songs about the same competitions.
I don't think so.
Yes, they did. Were.
They did
at least two about the Grunge Bob.
Mm-hmm.
And then they did at least two about one of the other BOBs, too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There was only, like, one HOH and one veto.
There was only one HOH.
And one, I think, one veto. All the rest were BOBs. It was stupid. Now, I don't have an issue with this competition. I think it's, you know, it's a level playing field, but there were way too many people, not enough competitions.
And the house guests are stupid because there were a couple of wrong choices
mm-hmm.
after they won. It's like, well, why did you pick those two?
Yeah.
That made no sense.
Yeah, that was stupid. And you have James who's just guessing. It's like as soon as the first quarter comes up, he's guessing. Yeah.
Well, that was fine. That was his. And everybody sees his strategy then. That's fine. He's just going to go in and I'm just going to hit it. It's either I'm going to guess. I'm not going up against anybody. You didn't, you know, I didn't choose the person I was going against. So I'm not trying to beat anybody. I'm not trying to beat somebody on the opposite side from me. I'm taking a guess. And two out of three times he was right.
Yep. So winning this one was Vanessa and Jackie.
Yep.
Surprise them again. Well, Jackie, not so much, but yeah. Vanessa again.
You know, I don't mind this competition, but I don't like it when there's two HOHs.
Yeah.
I like, this is a better competition when you're naming just one HOH.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Because then you get down to the final four and it's like, oh, somebody's going to win here. I'm going to be able to pick the next two. It's like, well, yeah, that's kind of anticlimactic. I want to win the third from the last round.
Yeah, and there were so many people. There were so many people left, and because there's two, there really was no strategy to, like, picking people. There wasn't, like, okay, I'm going to go after you to try and get you out. I'm going to keep picking this person so that they eventually get out.
That's right. We don't want Amanda in the house anymore, so she's going
keep
to have
picking
to go
Amanda
every single round.
Right? Yes, there was none of that because there was way too many people. Way too many people.
And no strategy. And of course, and they had the big interview with Audrey, so it's like, come on, hurry up, people, walk mm-hmm. faster.
But then they also killed time with having fucking Brittany there. I love Brittany, but you show up and you don't do a BB takeover? Like, you have
I
her
was
in studio.
Right.
She can't do a fucking BB takeover while she's there? She Brittany can't stay an extra 5 minutes?
I mean, it's nice that her oldest kid is doing well, and I didn't even know that she had another girl, so that's great. But Brittany wasn't funny.
Mm-mm.
How Brittany could say, "Yeah, this is a great season."
Because they paid her.
These are this is a great cast.
Nope.
Or what? Oh, these are great characters.
Yeah. Well, they're not characters; they're people. But
yeah. Well, a cast. Mm. Yeah, but it's like even Brittany was disappointing. Brittany's one of my favorites.
Oh, Brittany! Yeah. I think Brittany's a lot of people's favorites. Yeah.
You know, but it's like, oh man, you did nothing with her. If you're gonna do something, you could have brought Donnie back.
Yeah. But like you don't do a BB takeover with her.
I was expecting more with Brittany. Yes.
Yeah, you could have easily done a BB takeover just like when What's Her Nut showed up. Kathy Griffin.
Yeah.
She showed up.
Why
Phil.
What was the deal with it? Why did you fly her in?
Yeah.
And do nothing with her?
Yeah. No BB takeover. No nothing.
You've got enough people that live in LA. Mm-hmm.
You got Jeff. You got Jordan. Mm-hmm. You got Dr. Will. You got Mike Boogie. You got, what's his nuts? James Ryan.
You got Brennan and Rachel who don't live too far.
Brennan and Rachel.
Yeah.
Yeah, they live here now too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, they did nothing with her. It's like.
It was such a waste. Such a waste. Anyway.
Like I said, worst week of,
you know,
first week of Big Brother in years.
I would tend to agree.
And there's been some boring ones, but this was just a terrible.
Terrible. I highly agree.
The competitions were poor. The house guests were poor. The editing sucked. I mean, okay, I'll give you the Audrey storyline, but the way she was going out, I mean, if she would have fought, I wouldn't have cared.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just going to lay in the bed from Saturday until Wednesday, you know, break the rules, and production had to have talked her into staying,
mm-hmm.
you know, just so you could smile because to, you know, make Julie Chen happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. It was a very, very bad week.
Will Hauser's back with BB17, The Saga.
I've been watching that, yeah.
I forgot about that, and I caught up on the first four episodes just a couple of hours
ago. They're
hilarious. Those are kind of funny.
Are you a Muppet? And that's about Johnny Mac. It's like, are you a Muppet or are you a man? In one of his little songs. But no, I like that one. That's probably the best part of the season so far. Well, and Johnny Mac, of course. But that's this week. Not too much to frickin' talk about.
Boring.
And it's time for everybody's favorite segment, Big Brother. Jeers. And
this entire,
jeers.
Entire week was a jeer. I think I've gone on my jeer rant.
Yeah.
I can only hope that it's better, but we weren't even teased. So no cheers. I'm just hoping I'm prognosticating that I'll have a cheer for next week, even though we have had no hint of a BB takeover for this week. I think it's just gone without fanfare, just sort of, boop, boop, boop. You know, it's one of those things that die.
It's week four.
Maybe always. Yeah, but it died in week two.
True. Well, no.
The twist part of it died in week two, but the takeover died after week three.
We did not even hear the music this week. We have not heard the takeover music since
Grom.
A week from Sunday.
Yeah.
Four episodes.
It's been a shit show. All right, ready for the next segment?
I want the monkey. Me and the monkey. Me and the monkey would watch Big Brother. We'd be watching the live feeds. We'd be at our different monitors watching it. And, what's Johnny Mac doing over there? Oh, look at James is making an omelet. Let's watch him.
Thanks for pointing that out, Philip the monkey.
Don't name him Philip.
I want a monkey. A chip would be better because he could help with yard work, but a monkey would be a buddy. You could do my hair. Monkey, clean my glasses.
I thought a monkey already did your hair. Burn!
He called you a monkey.
No, I thought it looks like his hair is done by a monkey.
I thought you were calling him
that's
a monkey.
That's really cool.
He does his hair. Better burn.
I was doing this thing, one of these, I don't know what. You know, the online, which band are you? You know, the things you see on Facebook.
Yeah, what band?
And it was like, I was like The Cure.
Okay.
So that was cool. I sort of got a Cure haircut.
Okay.
The Cure.
Sunday, I'm in love. Isn't that The Cure?
Yes.
Or it's Friday, I'm in love. Okay, Twitters. Steve says, I'm wondering if 90s week had a takeover guest cancel or something. And I was like, I don't know, maybe. And he was like, yeah, it should be super easy to find some washed up 90s celebrity with nothing better to do. Agreed. Mommy of Avery, there was a bidding going on for, like, getting a phone call or a Skype call from some people, like some reality show.
Oh, okay, cool.
And there's some guy, Brandon Hunt.
I don't know.
I have no idea who he was, but
I basically only watch Big Brother.
I said, I said, yeah, I hear people talking about how much of, like, a crazy guy he is. What's his deal? And she's like, he has so many deals, I don't know where to start. Steve is also starting to watch BoJack Horseman this weekend. Last weekend.
Yeah.
Pretty good stuff.
It's good. Not as funny as the first season. Still good, though.
Number one fan Patrick says, I would have preferred if they had had Courtney Love come out and shoot Liz / Julia in the head. Now that's what I call 90s. Okay, and then this one is directed to you, Big Brother Mike.
I'm here.
Number one fan Patrick says, please ask Big Brother Mike to tell us about the wiener bun mayonnaise incident. Thank you.
Trying to remember the wiener bun incident. It's got to be Austin.
Wiener bun mayo incident.
He's just eating a hot dog sandwich.
It's right.
James is just eating a hot dog sandwich.
All I want is a sandwich.
That's right, they didn't say hot dog sandwich.
I just want a sandwich. What is that? I don't remember seeing that in an episode, though, but whatever.
No, somebody said
it. We didn't even talk about how creepy Austin is. What? He's, like, really getting freaking creepy. You thought, like, Caleb was creepy with Amber?
Yeah.
But Austin's talking, I love Liz.
What?
You gotta keep me in the house. You gotta bring the twins in because we both gotta get to jury because I love Liz. And he's always like touching her and she's like creeping out. I mean,
there's a picture of Austin hugging her and it's in front of one of the double mirrors and the look on her face, like you see his side of the, you know, cause he's hugging and his face is towards the camera, and he's so happy, and then you look in the reflection in the mirror, and she's just like,
like she's creeping him out.
Yeah.
Her out.
Ugh.
So you don't know anything about the hot dog bun man?
I never went back on the flashbacks. I mean, I did not watch a lot this week because it was.
What are we not paying you for this?
So boring. So, I'm tired of it. You know, you get into these long, especially with Audrey, you get into these, not Audrey, with Vanessa. She goes on and when she talks to somebody, it's like an hour and a half conversation. And then she talks real fast and then she doesn't remember what she said. And then it's like, oh, well, it really doesn't matter. I mean, I'm just going to talk real fast so you don't really understand what I'm saying. But then she talks to him for an hour. And then they go away, and then Clay and Shelley come in, and then she repeats the whole thing for an hour. So this must have been something fun that happened maybe at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Number one fan Patrick says, Audrey looks like a Jawa stalking the house. he also says...
Oh, because she's got the little hood on.
Yeah.
Her eyes aren't glowing, though.
Number one fan Patrick also says, Johnny Mac's been working out. I see teeny tiny guns forming. # pew 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 pew. Steve says, did they completely forget about the takeover twist? And I said, yep, it's week four. Number one fan Patrick says, whomever wrote those awful songs need to be hunted for sport. # Viva la Broadway Clam.
We need more Broadway clams.
We do need Broadway clams. He also says, play the cook
theory. How are they going to fuck up OTEV this year?
It's going to be.
And how are they going to screw up Zingbot?
Yep.
It's the year of take anything that was good and ruin it.
Yep. Agreed. Number one fan Patrick also says, play the clip, Julie. Play the clip. # I don't have a selective memory. # Oh yeah, you do, girl. And then Matt Hoffman was doing like a chat room takeover on CBS.com.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to partake, but I was like, hey, go check out, I have some fun with Matt. And he was like, yeah, you should come. And I was like, I can't. And he's like, I have a baby.
You had to work?
Yeah, I was at work. Always working. But those are our tweets. If you want to tweet us, go ahead and do that. Our Twitter handle is @NotMakeFriends.
If you want to email us, you can email us. It's podcast@notmakefriends.com.
Or you can check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/notmakefriends.
Or our website, which is notmakefriends.com.
And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes.
Yeah,
or Stitcher.
Tell your friends
or whatever
to
your preferred.
Subscribe on iTunes.
Whatever
too.
Your preferred method of listening
Let's
to podcasts.
Get that, those downloads up.
Downloads up?
Yeah.
Down up.
Down up. All right. Anything, any last final thoughts, Big Brother Mike?
No, I want to forget this week.
Seriously, like, this was not even, like, fun to talk about.
Yeah, this was...
This was painful.
Ugh. I'm glad we had Hitler's and monkey stories.
I know, for real, right?
What about those CM Punk stories, guys?
Yeah,
those are good.
Hey, even hey, you had your 3 minutes. You don't get to say that name again.
Those are good,
no,
huh?
No, that was
those are good. Those are some good stories.
Trying to tell people to watch a boring-ass interview? No.
Hey, don't forget to watch CM Punk and Colt Cabana and Mark Maron on Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm just like his personal hype man.
Yeah, research assistant Logan Pants crawling up our laps right now. Oh, research assistant. I guess that's our show.
All right. Well, thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll be back hopefully with a better week of Big Brother next
yeah,
week.
Yeah, so we can give you a better podcast.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Let the monkey make me a pork chop.